It is time for the High School Report here on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
We welcome in our friend Mark Kalman from Eastern Maine Sports on this Friday afternoon. Hello there, Mark. How are you?
All right. How are you, Rich?
I'm doing well, thank you. You're getting ready, prepping for the state games by going to see Hootie and the Blowfish tonight, huh?
Yeah, it should be a great night. Looking forward to seeing them.
Absolutely. I was telling you in the break, I could hear the sound check from my porch. They sounded pretty good. And that was, a mile or so away. I'm guessing up close it'll sound much better.
Yes, it should. It's one I'm really looking forward to. So glad we're here.
Excellent. Well, that's going to be a good time tonight. State championships coming up this weekend. Let's talk about a few of them and get your thoughts. And let's begin on the softball side of things. And let's start with Class D softball as Penobscot Valley, the Howlers, go up against North Yarmouth Academy.
Oh, Class D, yes. Should be a great matchup. North Yarmouth has kind of rolled through their schedule. Penobscot Valley played a very tough schedule. They played a lot of good teams, including some C teams. I think this should be really good. This is at USM at four tomorrow afternoon. So definitely I'm looking forward to seeing what happens there.
Up at the University of Maine tomorrow, the Class C championship game is the Golden Bucks of Bucksport take on Halldale.
Yeah, and our pal Rich Rotello, he helped us a lot during basketball season. He actually has taken over coaching. He took over at the beginning of May 2nd. An incident happened with their coach, and he's taken over and took over the rest of the season and helped them get to a state championship game. It's definitely not going to be easy as Halldale's. They're kind of the Skowhegan field hockey of softball, kind of. Mm. You know what I mean? They just dominate, and they're strong, been strong for years. They actually, another team we'll probably talk about in a minute, they actually broke a long winning streak earlier this year when they lost to Nokomis, but Nokomis is one of the best in Class B, so no fault in that. But that should be fun tomorrow afternoon at 3:30.
Yeah, and you mentioned Nokomis, the number one seed in the North, taking on York in the Class B title game down at USM tomorrow.
Yeah, both teams who loaded Mia Coote, pitcher for Nokomis, is one of the best around. And, York's just been a powerhouse down in the Southern Maine. They send me a lot of things throughout the year, and they got some players going to D1 schools, so that's gonna be a tough matchup both ways. But I think Nokomis, their pitcher Coote can match up with anyone.
Now, Class A, it's nobody we can see from here, but it'll be Oxford Hills and Chevres playing for the Class A softball title. Let's go to baseball and start with Class D again. Stearns taking on St. Dom's for the baseball title.
Yeah, St. Dawes was a heavy favorite all year, and they're from Lewiston there in the South. But it's gonna be a tough one for Stearns. But they did a great job, won an extra inning game over Woodland to get to this point. And at this point, anything can happen. Just take one strong pitching performance, or a poor one from someone that usually does well. So anything can happen, but Stearns is definitely gonna have their hands full.
Class C baseball tomorrow up at UMO at 1:00. The Golden Bucks of Bucksport take on Sacopee Valley.
Yeah, Sockerbee's my alum. One of my good friends coaches them, and so I know for being a team that's 2.5-3 hours away, I definitely know a lot about them. But Bucksport, great win for them the other night. They 5-4 win over Washington. They walked Coley Ballhall, and so they walked him with the bases loaded in the seventh inning, and it worked out. He's one of the better players around, and Sockerbee has Caleb Acciano is actually going to the University of Maine. So his last high school game is going to be on the field that he's going to be playing his home games on next year.
Class B, Caribou pulled a big upset, and now they're in the state finals against Yarmouth.
Yeah. Caribou is the Cinderella story of this tournament. Just the way they beat Ellsworth, they kind of rolled through the Class B tournament and really surprised it coming in as a 6-8, and a lot of that, maybe they just got off to a slow start this year and kind of playing their best at the right time. So, Caribou and Yarmouth at 4:30 at USM tomorrow.
And then Class A baseball, Messalonskee meeting up with Scarborough.
Yeah. Good running from Messalonskee. This should be one of the better games of the day. That's going to be at Augusta at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon.
Excellent. It's going to be a fun day. The weather looks great for baseball and softball tomorrow, so those state championships should be good to go. In the meantime, Mark, enjoy the concert tonight. We appreciate you making time for us, as always, and have yourself a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Mark Kalman.